Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for black people. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the movement. Greetings, brothers and sisters. My name is Jake Bell III. I am the leader of the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation. However you're listening to this, please subscribe, comment, join in. Join us at thenewblackfreedommovement.com. Thenewblackfreedommovement.com. Today, I'm talking to you about planning your power. First, this is not a hack. This is not a tips and tricks, brothers and sisters. This is the process. This is a process that I'm going to share with you that helped me change my life, that continues to help me change my life. So I said, you know what? I want to help some brothers and sisters with this process. When I wear out canvassing in the neighborhood, we're going through this process with brothers and sisters. So I thought I would do it here. But again, this is the process to help you. If you do this, this will help you. And that's what I'm doing this for, brother. This is my service to make life a little better for black people. This is my service that I provide, brother. So again, I don't ask anything from you other than join the movement, make comments, and subscribe. But this is my service to you. So I hope you enjoy this and I hope you use this, brothers and sisters. Most people don't understand that their daily lives are the results of the things that they have done over the past 30, 60, and 90 days. The life that you live, the things that are happening to you, the shit that's going on right now, today, are the results of the routines and habits that you do and continue to do. Stop. I ask you, brothers and sisters, is your life the way that you have always dreamed it would be? Is your life your dream? The house, the car? Are you happy with the way things turned out? If so, if everything is the way it is, great, brothers. Go on and do your thing and share that with other brothers. If you got your thing down to where your life is exactly the way you want it to be, share that. Share the process with other brothers. If it's not, if your life is not the way that you dream, when the teacher said, all right, you guys, this is the third grade. How do you want your life to be when you grow up? I want to be like this, and I want to do this, and I want to be this. If it ain't that right now, what's your plan? If your life is not the dream that you have always wanted, what is your plan? Or do you plan to continue to be broke, unsuccessful, and unhappy, acting like it's okay? How you doing, bro? Well, you know, man, I'm check to check, man. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm blessed. Hey, how you doing? Well, you know how it is. I'm on the grind. Now stop, bro. Stop, sisters. Stop with the it's okay. It ain't okay to be broke. It ain't okay to be unhappy. It's not okay. Well, you know, that's just, no, it's not. What's your plan? What's your plan? You know why you're unsuccessful, unhappy, and probably broke? Because you have no plan to not be broke, happy, and successful. That's all that's happening, brothers and sisters. You're not bad. We're not wrong people. We'd never stopped and said, damn, let me look at my life, your life, Your dream life is a decision, a plan, and a few routines and habits away, brothers and sisters. Let me say that again. Your life, your dream life is a decision, a plan, and a few routines and habits away. Have you ever stopped and thought, what does your dream life look like? What does your dream life look like? Decide today, brothers and sisters. Decide today to make a decision. What is your dream life? And how far away are you from it? Today, let's make a plan. Okay, look at this, brothers and sisters. People look at a plan as some hard thing to do. Like, oh, I can't stop and make a plan. I can't live my life making plans. Most people look at planning as a difficult way of life. But you know how difficult it is to live life broke, to live life unhappy, to live life unsuccessful? Do you know how hard it is to wake up every day and go to that shitty job with no thought of ever getting out, of probably just quitting that job and getting another shitty job, getting that car and getting another shitty car, at least it's a little better than that. That life is hard. So is it a little difficult to make a plan? Sure it is, but it's difficult to be broke as hell too. What does your life look like? Do you want a better job? Do you want a better, what does it look like? Do you want success? Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. And I know we hear it. We hear it all the time. People always say, you can be anything. Mom and dad say, you can grow up and be anything you want to be. You tell your friends, you can be anything you want to be. How? How do I make my life as shitty as it is right now? How do I make it better, bro? What are you talking about? Well, let's talk about it right now. Let's talk about making a plan. I'm going to give you this process right now, brother. If you do this, I guarantee you, when you leave your comments next month or the next couple months, your life will be completely different than it is right now. Right here, right now. Your life will be different in the next few weeks if you do what I'm about to tell you, brothers and sisters. Get you a stack of 3x5 cards. On one side, write down who you want to be, where you want to go. Write it down where you want to be, where you want to go. I need you to decide, sit back and like, who am I? Is this the apartment that I want? Is this the home that I want? Is this the car that I want? Look around at your shit, bruh. Look around at your shit, sisters. And write down on the card, this is where I want to be. And write down under that, this is what I'm going to do to get there. And this is the timeline. This is what I want. This is who I want to be. This is what I'm going to do to get there. And this is by the time. Write that on one side of the card. On the other side of the card, write, I feel great on the adventure of life. Write that on the other side of the card. Now, carry that card with you. And when you wake up, look at that card. Put it somewhere near your bed or whatever. I like to keep mine in my wallet. So when I wake up, the first thing I do, I don't go for my phone. I go for my wallet and I pull out that card. And as I'm brushing my teeth or whatever, I'm reading the card. This is who I want to be. These are the things that's going to get me there. These are the two or three things that's going to get me there. And on the other side, this is how I feel. You can tell yourself how you're going to feel, brothers and sisters. It's right down on the card. I feel freaking great. And every time you look at that in the morning. You look at it when you go on break at your job. You look at it when you're on lunch or when you come home before you go to bed, you look at it again. Nothing hard. But if you make the decision and write down what you're going to do, and every morning you do it, I guarantee you, brother, in the next couple of weeks, your life will be different. Why? Because you're going to be doing different things than you normally do. You're going to be looking at life different than you normally do it. You still got the shitty job. You're still doing the shitty stuff. The stuff is still shitty, but your attitude towards it is different because now you have decided what you're going to do. You have decided where you're going to be, and now you're working towards that. So as soon as you wake up in the morning, it's great. One, because you told yourself it's great, and two, because it is great, brothers and sisters, because now you're working and walking towards who you want to be. You've decided who you're going to be. Number two, get a small journal, brothers and sisters, and write daily, weekly, and monthly. Plan on what you need to do and be. Write it in your journal. So you write on your card who you're going to be, the things you're going to do, and you feel great. And now you write down the progress every day. So you look at that journal next week, and you say, wow, look at all the things I did last week. And you write down what you, and you start, you look by the end of the month, you say, wow, look at all the things I've done. And look at the progress I've made. Look at some things and say, okay, that worked, that worked, that worked. Oh, shit, that didn't work. That was some bullshit. But now you know. You can now check your results. That's why you have the journal, to check the results of the things you're doing. Some people say, well, I do it because I do it. I made this. And then they keep doing it because they made it up. No, you can look at yourself and see some things that are working and see what doesn't work. Use your journal. Your plan that you write down is written on Sunday for the week. Sit up Sunday evening, write down your plan for the week. So your card, you write on your card what you need to do for that week or for the next couple of weeks, and you write that down. Once you've completed those things, you write out another card. Every week, you write out a new card for the things that you need to accomplish, and you write it down, and you write down your accomplishments in your journal. Sunday night, write your plan for the week. Write your card, write down the things that you're going to do, and you're going to write down that you're going to feel great. Purchase 3 books, brothers and sisters. The cards, a journal, and I need you to get these 3 things. The book, Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill. This book gives you the process. Some people say, well, I'm not trying to be rich. I'm not trying to be rich. Understand that it's talking about success. Success and rich are 2 different things. Success is the man or woman doing the thing or living the life that they want to live. That is a successful person. That has nothing to do with the money, but that person is rich in their mind because why? They are doing what they wanted to do. I want to go to Arkansas, milk cows, and live on a pasture. Okay, he did that. He is the most successful man in the world because he is doing exactly what he wants to do. And Think and Grow Rich will help you understand the process. Read the book completely once and then read it every day for the next 30 minutes. For 30 minutes, not hours, not 2 hours, not making it hard. Read it all the way through once and then go back and maybe read a chapter a day. Maybe go back and read 30 minutes a day. Maybe go back and read it before you go to bed or when you wake up, but whatever. But if you do this, brothers and sisters, it will change your life because it will give you a process, not a hack. It's going to give you a process for success. The next book, Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude. Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill. This book will explain to you that the way you feel is up to you. Well, that happened to me. So that bitch did this and I'm a stop. You don't have to have that reaction. You can have whatever reaction you choose to have when you know how. And that's what this book does. And us as black people, we always cussing somebody out or doing some shit or I shot that nigga. But understand success through a positive mental attitude. The 3 books, brothers and sisters, Think and Grow Rich, Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude, and a journal. These 3 items will help you change your life, if that is what you want to do. And then lastly, the last thing in this process, first, get your 3x5 cards. You can do that now. You don't need to do anything special. You don't have to wait for the books from Amazon. Just go and get your 3x5 cards or put it in your phone and find out what you want to do. Write what you're going to do to get there. Right on the other side, My Adventure of Life. Get the three books, Think and Grow Rich, A Mental Positive Attitude, and your journal. And then, most importantly, stop doing the bullshit that you normally do, brothers and sisters. Stop doing that bullshit. So do different things. Doing different things will bring a different result. You can't do what you normally do. You can't be around who you're normally around. You can't talk the same way. You gotta change. And when you do that, it's gonna bring a different result. But I'm gonna put a caution here. Doing different things will feel uncomfortable to you initially. Your mind, your body will want you to do what you normally do. It wants you to call on people you always call. It wants you to stop. You gotta fight that, brothers and sisters. You gotta fight that doing the same shit you always do. You gotta fight that. And that's what these three items, that's what these three books will help you do. It'll help you do something different. Because what you normally do got you broke and unhappy. Because that's all you know. But you get new information will change that. If you want to change that, fight it. Stop doing that bullshit, brothers and sisters. Stop doing that bullshit. Doing different things will bring you different results. It isn't easy. This is not easy, brothers and sisters. Most people don't make a plan. That's why most people aren't living their dream. You have to make a decision. You have to be steadfast. You have to be angry enough to say, I don't want a bullshit life. He makes it look cool. He's blessed. He's cool. He's on the grind. You know, whatever we say. But I don't want to do that shit. I want to really be happy. I want to really be successful. So follow this process, brothers and sisters. And I guarantee you, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, your life will be something that you will have never thought it would be. If you do these simple things right here, right now. Your dream life is a decision, a plan, and a few new routines and habits away. If you seek, ye shall find. It doesn't say if you seek sometimes, you'll find it every now and then. If you seek on Thursdays, you will find. No, it says that if you seek, you will find every single time. What do you seek, brothers and sisters? What is it that you seek? Because you will find it. You just have to seek. Seek for who you are. Seek for who you want to be. And you will find it. But it's going to take some effort. It's going to take some energy. It's going to take some stopping the shit that you normally do. It's going to take a lot of work. But it's a lot of work to be broken and unhappy. It's a lot of work to put on a fake smile. Your dream life, brothers and sisters, is a decision, a plan, and a few routines away. I hope this helps you, brothers and sisters. I hope I didn't take too much of your time, but I hope this helps you. So please subscribe, leave comments, tell your friends. Again, I have nothing to sell you. I want to make life a little bit better for Black people. Subscribe. Join the movement. The new blackfreedommovement.com. Again, the new blackfreedommovement.com. My name is Jake Bell, and I love you, brothers and sisters. I love you. This is the movement, the new Black Freedom Movement. You coming or what? You coming over.